I'm April Cummings with your latest sports.
So Alex Perkins of Australia, two golds and a silver after the first two.
In Glasgow, Scotland, at the 2026 Commonwealth Games, the Cayman Islands swimming team maintained its form at the Tollcross International Swimming Centre, producing another national record. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller reports.
The Cayman Islands Olympic Committee says that the men's 4x200 meters freestyle relay team set a Cayman Islands national record of 7.4864 during the morning heats, securing qualification for the evening final, where the team finished eighth. The national record marked the Cayman Islands' fifth relay or team national record during the opening 3 days of competition. Sierra Broadbelt advanced to the semifinals of the women's 100-meter butterfly after swimming 1.0259 in the morning heats, improving her performance further in the semis with a time of 1.0242. And in the women's 1500-meter freestyle, Kyra Rabess dominated her qualifying heat, finishing first in 17.12.27, while Harper Bowerman finished 17.55.90. In the men's 200-meter backstroke, Luke Higo finished in a time of 2.10.13, while Will Sellers recorded a time of 2.15.78. Reporting for Radio Cayman Sport, I'm Carsley Fuller.
At the Commonwealth Games, both the Cayman Islands men's and women's 3x3 basketball teams have wrapped up their Group A schedules against some of the Commonwealth's leading basketball nations. The women's team of Cortisha Ebanks, Jamie Rankin-Mays, Leandrea Watson, and Kaylian O'Connor fell to Australia 21-3 and Kenya 22-8 on the final day of competition. Radio Cayman's Dion Anglin caught up with coach Wendy Manzanares in Scotland after the matches.
A fantastic experience for our ladies at this level. What are your views on how our women perform throughout this tournament?
I think not only does it open their eyes as a team as to, you know, how far they can go in the sport, it also helps our women back home be inspired to strive to get to this level. As far as views on how they perform, how the ladies perform, I think they made a few adjustments in the strive to be better each game, and they would review some of the areas that they had some weaknesses in and try to make some adjustments each game, and I think that that helped overall with tonight being one of their strongest games, I would say, for the entire competition.
The men's team of Brad Lansdell, Brian Ebanks-Perez, Alwyn Buttram Jr., and Nathaniel Hurlston-Anderson also faced two formidable opponents to conclude pool play. Final scores, New Zealand 21-9, 21-5 Australia. Team captain, Nathaniel Anderson.
At the end of the day, I'm going to just be honest, we wanted to come out and get a couple more wins. We saw that when we first came out here, a lot of these guys are more mature. They played on pro circuits and stuff like that, but we still came out here and competed, and we felt like we just have to do what's best to close games. So, yes, we wanted some more wins, but we're more motivated than ever to get a job done now. So,
apart from not winning any games, what was the most memorable thing about this tournament for you?
I think that we just found our identity as a 3-on-3 team. I think we spent a lot of other tournaments just trying to make stuff work, but now we found out what works for us. We saw another undersized team be able to compete with guys with size and make it difficult for them, and we have to adapt those things and add it to our game. So,
speaking of that, you did face a lot of competition in terms of height. The guys had a lot of height advantage and strength advantage. What are some of the things you guys think you need to do as you head back home to prepare for another competition like this?
I think one, like on the defensive end, like as we score the ball, it has to be a lot better. That's the biggest thing we learned, because a lot of the time when they score and we get the ball, we are getting pounded the entire possession. It's really tiring on us. And so with people of size, it makes it more difficult. Big men can't run as much. And so that has to be something we do. We have to get stronger. You know, a lot of our guys, we have to be in the weight room and living there. Me included, everyone has to be in the weight room, so.
Throughout the competition, the Olympic Committee says both Cayman Islands teams, quote, embraced the challenges presented by the fast-paced 3x3 format, gaining invaluable experience competing against elite international opposition. The first Caymanian player drafted into the National Hockey League landed in Cayman Saturday, and Radio Cayman's Jevy Ebanks caught up with him at the gate.
Jackson, thank you so much for speaking to Radio Cayman. When you left home a different athlete than you returned. Tell me a little bit about that.
When I left home initially, just focused on soccer a lot and didn't really think about hockey at all. And it's just kind of a dream that I always thought of. And to actually be here and coming back and having all this support after the recent draft is amazing. And I just really hope to continue to progress, and just having all this support behind me makes me want to progress even more.
Not only are you an NHL draft, you're a first round draft. Tell me a little bit about how that felt.
To be honest, I still don't believe it, and it was a real surreal experience for me, and just I'm just really humble about it, and I just want to take it day by day, trying to get better and just learn from the great organization that drafted me, and I'm really excited, and the draft is a great experience, and just being a first-round pick means the world to me, and I know that's only the start, and I just got to continue to keep growing.
Now, what has happened since the draft? Help our listeners to understand what you've been up to since then.
A lot of training, just getting ready for the next season, but a lot of it has been spending time with my family and friends and just enjoying the summer, just a regular old kid still.
Okay, you're back home. What's the first thing you're going to do now that you're back home?
Oh, it's pretty sunny out, so I'll probably go to the beach and then just see where the day takes me. Spend some time with my family and then, be a good day.
Your welcome reception here. We saw a lot of young people who came out to see you. Tell me a little bit about what your message is for young people.
I love seeing the young kids come out just because I know I was in their shoes once at one point, and just hopefully I could set a great example for them to do maybe what I'm doing or just whatever they want to do in this life, and whether it is sports or academics, just put their best foot forward and just leave. Have no regrets after.
There's a lot of people in Cayman who probably never watched hockey before, myself included, and now we're big hockey fans. What do you say to them?
Just thank you for just supporting me, and it really means the world to me, and I just hopefully I can continue getting more people into the sport because it's a great sport to watch, and just thank you so much.
Jackson Cover went 32nd in the first round of the draft to the Ottawa Senators. That is your local sports on this Monday. I'm April Cummings from Radio Cayman's Newsroom.